1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Well, here's a treat. Some Carrie went for you. Carrie, time for the news.
And speaking of treats, if you want to treat your significant other well on Valentine's Day, don't go to all that muss and fuss in the kitchen. Don't take him or her to a restaurant.
Don't make dinner. Don't take them to a restaurant.
Order a pizza.
Okay.
20% of people, according to a new survey, say they secretly wish their partner would just get pizza for Valentine's dinner. This is what Rocky Rococo has had, right, for ages.
Meat lovers.
Now.
All that.
No, the heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on, what you want on it, but yeah. So, a 1 in 5 shot that your partner will actually be excited about Valentine's Day.
I'd be fine with that.
It sounds great right now, doesn't it?
It's like, just so forced on us every year. It is just like...
on who? Lovers?
Everybody. It's just, here it is.
What about
here
us non-lovers?
You better do something. You better
Single
do something.
Single Awareness Day.
Yeah, it's just...
Even when I was partnered, I could have cared less about Valentine's. It's just not a thing.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I used to like being in grade school and getting Valentine's and making the Valentine's thing
fun.
To hold them. And giving a Valentine to Jim Henderson. Because you had to give one to everyone in your class.
Audrey Go.
Yeah.
Paul Schellner. Tom Trivett. I know. It was fun.
Yeah. I had to give one to Larry Larson. Kathy Fink. Be mine to Larry.
Other non-traditional
it's what
food
we did.
People
what
secretly
we did.
Wish they could have on Valentine's Day are a meal of all desserts. Just feed me a ton of desserts. That's fun, but you could do that any day. Have to be Valentine's Day.
No.
Fried
no.
chicken.
I like fried chicken.
Barbecue.
Like barbecue.
Tacos. Let's
They're all
just
good.
Have tacos, right?
Heart-shaped taco
and
shells.
Any day of the year, right. That would be, well, it would have to lean.
This is America. We can get it done.
It would have to lean
taco.
On one
we can
side.
Make, we can make a heart-shaped taco
you know what
shell.
I mean? It would have to lean.
We put
whatever,
a man on. We put a,
like.
We put a man on the moon. We have rovers
on Mars.
We have
the square-bottom taco shell.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. Just take a heart-shaped cookie cutter and whatever you're eating, just run it through that.
Polenta.
Make it heart-shaped.
Meatloaf. Heart-shaped meatloaf.
Sure. You like.
26% of people say they really want to just wear sweatpants at their dinner at home on Valentine's Day with a pizza. I believe that. 17%, however, expect a dinner that takes a lot of effort. 8% expect a dinner that costs a lot of money. I'd be in the money camp versus the effort camp. Let's go out and let the pros do
money
it.
Money versus effort?
Yeah, let a pro do it.
For
right.
me, all day long. All day long. I'd like to be
it's good
in
to
restaurants.
Know. Good to know.
Is it good to know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a column on Fox News right now that's also recommending that you wait until February 15th.
When everything's on sale.
When everything is not the prices that they are.
That used to be the case,
14th.
And I will tell you this. I used to go to Walgreens the day after Valentine's Day because they were clearing that stuff out.
Right.
And it was like, hey, just take it for a dollar.
Exactly.
You can have this box. Yesterday it was $15 for this box. Today it's $2, whatever. I don't think they do that anymore.
Honestly?
I'm dead serious.
I feel like my CVS gets
it done. It's like, hey, where'd all your stuff go? What? Why?
Where do they ship it? Another country?
Oh, we gave it away. We gave it to an animal rather than sell it to you, you cheap bastard.
Does Honduras have it in March?
I don't know.
14th.
But I swear it's not there anymore. Unless they've done a better job of not over ordering.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Really? Well,
I don't know. Yeah, you used to go in there and get a bunch of boxes of Russell Stover day after. Hey, look who's cleaning
That's
up.
That's when you were single. You just liked eating the Russell Stover. I remember this. You weren't even buying it for somebody else.
You can buy chocolate for yourself in the heart-shaped box.
You can. Of course you can.
Did you see the Budweiser heart-shaped beer case?
No.
That you can get?
No.
There's no beer in it. You have to fill it with beer, but you can order the heart-shaped box. Now, here it is, Halloween. Your significant other, the love of your life, comes through the door, and you drop a case of Budweiser on the counter in a heart-shaped box.
We've already discussed the panties and the rose that come from the grocery store, or the the gas station too. Is that
are those even around anymore?
But I think the sweatpant pizza lovers would love the case of heart shaped beer.
Okay, right,
if they don't want muss and fuss, then that's part of the no muss no fuss.
Yeah,
and beer and pizza taste great.
Now you'll have
everybody
put,
knows
you'll
that.
You'll have to put the beer in it. You're going to have to get your beer in. You know,
sure.
But you can get the heart shaped Budweiser case. The lid comes off. It's like beer. I never knew. Beer.
I think you're kidding yourself if you think no one would be excited about that.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. The people
Tumo,
in the survey.
From your secret admirer.
Yo!
Oh, God.
So do it how you want to do it. Do you have your stuff done yet? Is everything figured out
for
you?
Am I good to go? Yeah, I think I'm good.
Really? You think you are?
I think I'm good.
What do you mean you think?
There's always a little doubt in the back of your mind, right? Should I have done more? But I think I'm good.
Okay.
You good, Rock?
You good? Rock is the guy who gave us the sentence, I'm going to throw a stake down her neck.
Have you bought birthdays, Valentine's Day.
The size of a toilet seat.
Anniversary.
Have you purchased the meat yet?
Actually, we have reservations
to go out and dine.
And they just went to Paris, too. That was all the romance you could probably handle.
Right?
Well, you two should write a book on how to keep your marriage hot.
Yeah, you're getting way better than you used to be.
Turns out you got to try a little bit. Yeah.
What? That's what Brian and
I never
get.
Knew until I turned 50.
The marriage or yourself?
Well, both.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There you go, a little advice.
Yeah.
Put that in the public.
Try. Just try a little bit.
Put that in the public file.
Sure.
You know, that you suggested trying in a relationship.
Very good.
That's in the public's interest. Thanks. Yeah.